It's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA with Mayor Sue Moore. How are you doing, Sue?
I'm well, thank you, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad. Are you okay today, Sue?
I am okay, but I know there are many people out there who are not, and it's important that we listen. So there's actually an opportunity today, later on from day till 12:30 till 1:30, to actually tune in and listen to some bit of hopefully humour, but then also some serious stuff. And I understand Sam Mack from the Sunrise program will be hosting it, also others will be attending, including David Hurley. So, yeah, check in and have a look, because as far as asking you if you're okay, also need to have those answers if somebody says, no, I'm not okay. So following up that with that information is always helpful. I'll tune in if I get a chance. The register information is on the council website and the Facebook page, so you do need to register, of course, to get the link.
Alrighty. Now, just yesterday I was speaking to Upper Hundershire Council Mayor Maurice Collison. He was talking about the possibility of a friendly challenge between the LGAs regarding getting the vaccination percentages up to the 70-80%. What do you think about that, Sue?
Yeah, Maurice rang me and I said I'm up for the challenge, and I think that's a good idea to encourage everybody to take up the opportunity to get vaccinated as soon as they possibly can. It's become obvious that this is going to be our path forward. Singleton has been doing absolutely brilliantly. I thoroughly thank the community as a whole for what they've been doing and what they've got through so far. Our sewage tests have been negative. We've had no active cases. So congratulations and thank you thus far to the community. We need to, however, get the vaccinations happening. So, yep, challenge accepted to Maurice.
All right, excellent work. Also, your business support survey, that's just about to come to an end, isn't it?
It's very close to finishing, and we know there are a significant amount of local businesses still impacted by COVID. So we're actively working with the Chamber of Commerce, with businesses across our LGA to provide assistance and understanding as to what help they need. So there's a short 13-question survey on the council website, and I'm sure the Chamber website as well. So please take up that opportunity so through the Chamber we can understand what more help we can do to help you, support you.
Lastly, before I let you go, Sue, now we've been speaking for a few years now about the Wombo Coal Hall of Fame. Their nominations are opening in. This year, is there room for any breakfast presenters on radio to be nominated?
No, you had this question last year, didn't you?
I may have, yeah.
You'd have to fit the criteria, and I'm not sure whether you do.
Let me down gently. All right.
There are several criteria opportunities, and we're thoroughly encouraging, again, people to have a look at the Wombo Hall of Fame. Nominations will be open tomorrow. So it's a great opportunity to recognise prestigious people around our area that have often done plenty for their community in various fields. There's also public service, of course, and, you know, even though we're in lockdown restrictions, it's a good opportunity to think about those that are out there and done so much and never asked for any accolades for what they continue to do. So the application forms are available on the council website. So have a look at those and get them back in as soon as you possibly can if you have somebody in mind. We seriously so many times hear people say so-and-so should be nominated.
Yes.
Why wasn't so-and-so nominated? Well, guess what? You've got to pick up a pen or get on the laptop and actually fill in those forms, because to somebody might be you to go and nominate that person.
The criteria I don't meet is prestigious enough. So I recognise that and I'll understand that. But, okay. In 12 months' time, you'll get the same question again, Sue.
I know. I think you have to have lived in Singleton LGA for a significant period of your life.
Doesn't count that I was born there. I didn't live there, but I was born there.
That might count, yes. That might count.
All right, Sue, thank you very much for joining us. As always, we'll catch up again in a couple of weeks.
No worries. Thanks for the call. Thank you.